On Wednesday, the Minister of Finance will deliver his annual budget, and there are a number of areas that the DA is particularly interested in him acting on. Firstly, we need to look at economic growth. In particular, we need to make it easier for small businesses to operate in South Africa, and that requires changes to the regulatory environment and also tax incentives to enable them to operate more effectively. We also need to look at the state-owned enterprises that are a never-ending drain on the public finances. We do need to see some action on that. In particular, the DA will not support a super state-owned enterprise to which all the other dysfunctional state-owned enterprises will report. This is not an efficient expenditure of money. We will not support that. We also will not support a handover of the debt from Eskom to the national balance sheet. That does not incentivize efficiency, and we don't think that will work. On the issue of electricity, the biggest drain on our economy right now are the rolling blackouts that are severely impacting on business and individuals. We expect action on that in the very short run. We also expect that the minister should announce some incentives and tax relief for business and individuals who are struggling under the yoke of the rolling blackouts. We also expect the minister to be looking at the levels of debt that we currently are battling to fund in terms of the interest payments. These interest payments are crowding out service delivery more and more, and that is a key area that the minister needs to look at. He needs to also look at areas where he can cut expenditure, in particular the wasteful spending, not only on the state-owned enterprises, but also in other areas where the expenditure is not required and that money can be used for better purposes. For example, providing support for more vulnerable South Africans. That in particular is where the majority of South Africans are now battling with a cost of living crisis. We do expect the minister to announce relief in terms of progress towards a basic income grant or social relief of distress. We would support that continuing. Also, we have called on the minister to remove VAT on an expanded basket of food items that would include bone-in chicken, beef, tinned beans, margarine, peanut butter, baby food, coffee, tea, and we believe that that is possible and that should be happening in the short run. We will not support any increases in tax. Also, crucially, it is likely that South Africa will be grey-listed this week at the Financial Action Task Force plenary, which means that the cost of compliance for all South African institutions will immediately increase, and that cost will knock on to hard-pressed consumers. The minister needs to take action to ensure that South Africans can get off the grey list as soon as possible, and this means that there needs to be greater cooperation between the financial authorities and the security authorities. And in particular, he needs to put more money on the National Prosecuting Authority, because South Africa is going to need to demonstrate that it is able to hold financial criminals to account. If it cannot do that, we will not be able to exit the grey list in the short run, and that will be very detrimental to our economic growth. Essentially, the minister has a very difficult task at hand, but it is possible to make the right choices, and he needs to do that now, while we are still able to rescue our economy.